Hello and welcome in. Check, check, check. Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. That feels low. That feels very low. Where I am, where they are. Let's turn this up. Hello, hello, hello. Check, 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 check. Let's see if that helps. 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1 and 2 and 3. Okay. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello. Hello and welcome in. Hello and welcome in. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello and welcome. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Today, the Lugnuts take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels live. There, perfect. Hello and welcome into Jacksonville. Hello and welcome in to Jackson Field. Right, let's turn that up, and here we are. Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts battle the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It is game number one in a six-game series between the Lugnuts and the Colonels. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts battle the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Today, it's the Lugnuts and the Colonels. Today it's the Lansing Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It's game number one of a six-game series from Jackson Field. The Colonels affiliated with the Minnesota Twins and the Lugnuts with the Oakland Athletics.
Joined by Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Austin Beck, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. It's a pleasure watching you hose another base runner down on the bases. Have you had your arm clocked from the outfield?
I went to a few PG perfect game showcases when I was younger, and I think I was like 15 or 16, and it was like, I mean, it was the average then, and then so I kind of, that was my main focus. I've always kind of had a focus on my defensive skills, obviously, and my arm, and I take pride in it. But no, I haven't, like, recently or ever since I was 15, I'd say, I haven't really got clocked in the outfield, so.
Is it the same thrill as hitting a home run to throw a guy out, or is it different?
It's definitely a different feeling, but it's the same adrenaline, and it feels good to, you know, help your pitcher out. Obviously, when they're in tough situations, you want to do everything you can to help them out. So, I mean, it definitely feels good, though.
How does it feel coming back to Beloit?
It's strange, I will say. Obviously, everything's changed here. Brand new stadium. Just a little bit nicer than the old field. it's cool to come back and play not only here but play against them. It's pretty cool.
Were there any people here who remembered you or places that you like to eat?
So our hotel where we're staying is over towards kind of where we stayed at the bridge.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Jacksonville. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, Brandon Troy to my left, and today the Lansing Lugnuts and the Cedar Rapids Colonels open up a six-game series from Lansing, Michigan. The first of six in a homestand, the first game for the Lugnuts back here at home since May the 15th. And the Lugnuts at 17-28 against the Minnesota Twins High A affiliate at 29-16. The starting pitching matchup will see the lefty Cade Povich for the Colonels. And on the other side, the Lugnuts will counter with the right-hander Jeff Criswell. Lugnuts are coming off a rough road trip, losing 4 out of 6 games at Great Lakes and then losing 5 out of 6 games against the Beloit Skycarp. But they come here at home. They just played tough, one of the best teams in the East Division, the Dayton Dragons. And now let's see how they do against one of the best out of the West. Criswell for the Lugnuts, Povich for the Colonels. But up next, I had the chance to sit down with the Lansing Lugnuts, Austin Beck, over the course of that Beloit series. And you'll hear my conversation with Austin after this.
In pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For Dig Big or Small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Joined by Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Austin Beck, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. It's a pleasure watching you hose another base runner down on the bases. Have you had your arm clocked from the outfield?
I went to a few PG, a perfect game showcases when I was younger, and I think I was like 15 or 16, and it was like, I mean, it was the average then, that was my main focus. I've always kind of had a focus on my defensive skills, obviously, and my arm, and I take pride in it. But no, I haven't, like, recently or ever since I was 15, I'd say, I haven't really got clocked from the outfield, so.
Is it the same thrill as hitting a home run to throw a guy out, or is it different?
It's definitely a different feeling, but it's the same adrenaline, and it feels good to, you know, help your pitcher out. Obviously, when they're in tough situations, you want to do everything you can to help them out. So, I mean, it definitely feels good, though.
How does it feel coming back to Beloit?
It's strange, I will say. Obviously, everything's changed here. Brand new stadium. Just a little bit nicer than the old field. it's cool to come back and play not only here but play against them. It's pretty cool.
Were there any people here who remembered you or places that you like to eat?
So our hotel where we're staying is over towards kind of where we stayed at the very beginning of that year. All the food places over there are the same. Got a chance to go over and eat at some places. There's a few guys, a few people that are here that was in Beloit whenever I was in there, and they remembered me, so that was pretty cool.
I want to go back a couple of years. You were Beloit 2018, 2019 Stockton, 2020 pandemic. What'd you do without baseball?
It was very, very odd, I would say. I spent most of my time at the beach, just working out and just playing a lot of golf, as I think a lot of baseball players probably did. During that year, because that's kind of what baseball players revert to. I just played a lot of golf and worked out.
How's your golf game now?
It's not bad. It's definitely tough because we only get to play, what, maybe once a week. During the off season, it's pretty good. So
last year was weird. You had the injury to start off the year. You had the injury in the early part of the year. How do you, what'd you learn looking back on 2021?
It was definitely a tough year for me, mentally, obviously, and physically. Starting the year hurt, and coming back, trying to get into a groove, and then ended up getting hurt again in the middle of the year. It takes a toll on your body physically, and then especially mentally. Just trying to get into a groove, and where you're playing every day and seeing pitches, and it's tough, but you just kind of got to grind through it. So,
something that also happened in the middle of the year, you went up to AAA. You homered in three straight days. How was that experience with Las Vegas?
It was really cool. It was definitely fun to go up there with a lot of older guys, a lot of guys that have been in the game a long time, and learn from them and take as much in as I can. And especially the manager up there, all the coaches, they know what they're talking about. So it's cool to go up there and pick their brains and just kind of bring it back with me and do as much with it as I can.
Was there a specific guy or something specific that you learned that you took away from Vegas?
I wouldn't say anything in specific, just because there was a lot of things, mainly towards the mental side of the game. Obviously, you know, baseball is a big mental game. It's probably one of the hardest mental games in professional sports, I would say. So it was just a lot of mental things, just keeping calm, some meditation stuff and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, it was just a lot of stuff. So,
have you done meditation before?
I have not. And actually, me and my buddy Criswell, we were talking about it last night. Just because I've never been that type of guy, he does it some. He says it helps him. So, you know, I may look into it just to kind of calm the body and calm the mind and soul before every game. So,
how was this past off season for you?
It was fun. You know, I really grinded, worked on some things. I knew what I had to work on, knew what I had to get better at. I really just grinded it, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
How'd you spend it away from baseball?
Literally just playing golf. You know, that's literally. I'm a big hunter as well, so I hunt and play golf, and that's it. And so I just enjoy my time doing that and hanging out with my friends and family. So,
did you have a good hunting season?
I did. You know, I did. It was quite cold this off season in North Carolina, so it was a fun one for sure.
How is this 2022 spring training different from 2021 spring training for you?
I went in with the stuff I had worked on. Having a better approach, laying off pitches. Just getting my pitch and not missing it. Because last year I went in just swinging, didn't really have that great of a big league approach is what you'd call it, I guess. And I'd miss a lot of my pitches and get me in holes, and I'd start swinging it. I'd fish for pitches, and so that was kind of my main goal this spring training was just, you know, have a better approach, swing at better pitches, get myself in hitter's counts, and not missing my pitch.
Joined by Austin Beck, it was brutal this year in April. Was it the same in April in Beloit in 2018, or was this the coldest you've ever played in?
No, I've definitely played in colder. Our high school season starts in April as well, and it's 30 degrees then. And then Beloit in 2018, it was it was probably colder then because we had like four or five snow outs at the beginning of the year. Not playing in it. In the last 4 years, it was tough to get used to again. It's hard on your hands. You kind of go up there and you're like, all right, I don't really want to swing the bat. If I get jammed, it's going to hurt. It's definitely an adjustment, but you get used to it.
Here we are in late May. What are you working on right now?
I'm just trying to stay up the middle, stay gap to gap, and just stick with my approach, just laying off pitches down and away, laying off pitches up in the zone, just not missing my pitch.
Personally, outside of baseball, what teams do you root for?
I grew up a Braves fan, obviously, just because of North Carolina, we don't have a team. I think everybody levitates towards the Braves. That was kind of the team I rooted for when I grew up. So,
Tar Heels?
I was going to UNC. That's where I was committed. My mom and my stepdad, big Tar Heel fans. And then me and my dad, we grew up Clemson fans as well, just because he was a Clemson fan, so I root for them. So it's kind of a split for me, you know. If they ever play each other, it's hard for me to root for one or the other. So
I'm a big Washington Commanders guy, and we just got Sam Howell after getting De'Ami Brown. We're looking forward to this.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I'm a Cowboys fan, so
yeah.
Sam, he's good. He'll do the Commanders some good. So
don't worry, we'll still lose to you guys. And finally, with Austin Beck, how do you like to spend road trips?
You know, a lot of us, we just sit in the hotel lobby and play cards, and just talk, and you know, that's kind of our cool down, I guess you'd say. Because I mean, it's tough. You're away from your friends and family back home for so long. You just kind of gotta, you know, just have these long talks and play cards and just hang out. That's really about all we do. So.
Austin, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Austin Beck. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
It is Tuesday, May the 31st, 2022. Hello and welcome in. It is time for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the first game of a six-game homestand from Lansing's Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Good to have you along here with me. The Lugnuts defensively line up with Gabriel Maciel in left field. Lázaro Armenteros is in center. And in right field for the Lugnuts here today, it's Lawrence Butler. Around the infield, Patrick McCall is at first base. At second base, Drew Swift. The shortstop is Eurybiel Angeles. And at third base, it's Joshuan Wright. The catcher, Tyler Soderstrom. And the man on the mound for the Lugnuts, the right-hander, Jeff Criswell. He will take on this Cedar Rapids Colonels starting nine. In right field, Anthony Prado leads off. Batting second, the third baseman, Christian Encarnacion Strand. Hitting third, the first baseman, Aaron Sabato. Batting fourth, the DH, Seth Gray, cleans up. He is the only non-right-handed batter in the order. He'll bat left. Everybody else from the right side. Catcher Jefferson Morales bats fifth. Hitting sixth in left field, it's Kyler Fitko. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Alaric Solari. Hitting eighth, it's shortstop, Wonder Javier. Batting ninth, to round off the order for Cedar Rapids, the center fielder, Will Holland. The Colonels are managed by Brian Dinkelman, two hitting coaches, Sean Schlechter and Jairo Rodriguez, and two pitching coaches, Mark Moriarty and Richard Salazar. Down to the field we go. Play ball has been declared, so let it be. Here we go. On the final day in May, coming off Memorial Day weekend, 82 degrees right now in Lansing, Michigan, and it feels like it's 85. It is going to rain overnight, it sure looks, but for today, we've got ourselves a warm day for baseball, a matinee to open up the homestand and above us, a blue sky with just streaks of clouds for the Lugnuts wearing the home white uniforms. Our home plate umpire is Ken Jackson, and our bases umpire is Nathan Diedrich. You can find me online at jgoldstress, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S, and via email at jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com in case there's anything I need to do to change anything, any shout-outs that you'd like to pass along. We have worked our way through whatever technical woes have brought us to this point, and if we need to make more changes to make things sound better, we shall do that next. Here we go. Anthony Prado steps in. It's 11:06 a.m. And Jeff Criswell, the right-hander, into the windup. The first pitch on its way. Fastball called a strike by Ken Jackson. And we are underway. 1 minute behind schedule, 11:06 in the Eastern time zone. Right-hander to right-hander. Anthony Prado crowds the plate. The pitch nearly hit him, though he did step back from it. One ball and one strike. Prado has only been hit by two pitches this year. Seth Gray, the cleanup hitter, has been struck seven times. Will Holland, batting ninth, has been hit five times. But he does get right up on top of home. A 1-1 from Criswell. Foul popped up and out of play off to the right side. On the baseball back into the stands. On the count on Prado, one ball and two strikes. Anthony Prado, through 42 games, has scored 41 runs. He has 45 hits plus 21 walks. Criswell's offering. Foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Soderstrom. He is gone on strikes. Jeff Criswell opens with a whiff. And that'll bring up Christian Encarnacion Strand. For Criswell, that is his 45th strikeout. Now 40 and one-third innings. The second rounder out of the University of Michigan deals to the right-handed slugger Encarnacion Strand. On the outside corner, strike one called, going breaking ball. Encarnacion Strand came out of the gates flying. Adam and I were talking all about his early season exploits. What, 13 RBIs in his first two games of the year combined? Criswell's 0-1. That just missed outside and a little bit up. Now they count one ball and one strike. So now Encarnacion Strand has knocked in 39. That in 43 games, with eight doubles, three triples, and a team-high eight home runs. Criswell to the plate. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. One ball and two strikes. Aaron Sabato is waiting on deck. Colonels wearing their alternate red looks with the white numbers on the back, no names. Criswell's pitch. Swing and a miss on the off speed. It got through Soderstrom, but not far. And Encarnacion Strand gives himself up. Leaves the home plate circle on his way to the third base side dugout. Back-to-back strikeouts for Criswell. Last time that we saw Criswell on the mound, he was whipping six Beloit Skycarp in 5 2/3 innings. He allowed just one earned run, one unearned run as well. But he was outpitched by M.D. Johnson, 7 innings, 1 run, and the Lugnuts fell 2-1. He fires to Aaron Sabato. Sabato takes below the knees, ball one. Sabato, if you would just go by MLB Pipeline, is the top prospect on this Cedar Rapids Colonels team. He was selected 27th overall in 2020. The 1-0. Up and in and hit him. Fastball caught him. Looked like near the hand, wrist area. Sabato quickly away from home plate. A two-out base runner for Cedar Rapids in a scoreless game in the top of the first. The catcher Soderstrom heads out to the mound. Sabato is really feeling it. The next man up, Seth Gray, has approached the home plate circle, but first here's the head athletic trainer for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The lead athletic trainer is Matt Smith. They also have an assistant athletic trainer in Randy Yang. And they're examining that left forearm area. Remember, the Lugnuts' Jack Winkler was hit by a fastball on his forearm, and he has gone on the injured list, and we have not seen him back in action since then. Smith examining Sabato. I mentioned Sabato was drafted 27th overall 2 years ago. That was one pick after the Lugnuts starting catcher, Soderstrom, 26th overall. First plate appearance of the series, and a fastball rode in from Criswell. Shin guards are off, and Sabato will run. And here comes Seth Gray next. Seth Gray batting left. Starting DH for Cedar Rapids. Two strikeouts and an HBP from the righty Criswell. No score. The pitch, a ground ball foul up the right side. He was by McCall before he could react, but it's simply strike one. Seth is one of 14 Cedar Rapids Colonels on the active roster who were Colonels last year. And that especially matters because there is a Cedar Rapids Colonel from last year who's a member of the Lugnuts this year, that being the left fielder Maciel. Played with all these guys last year. And 0-1. Gray takes above the zone. One ball, one strike on the Criswell off speed. Gray, a fourth round selection of the Minnesota Twins. Back 3 years ago, hails from South Charleston, Ohio. Four home runs this season. The set. Hold the pitch. Breaking ball hooks across the inside corner. There's a strike called, and it's 1-2. The wind is tugging on the American flag, hanging high above the right field wall. Looks like it's blowing out towards center right now. Humid day, wind blowing. These could be really good hitting conditions. Short lead at first base for Sabato. Criswell the sign. Delivers. Swing and a miss. A fastball up. Gray is gone. It's not great hitting conditions when Criswell has it working. And he strikes out three Colonels in a scoreless, hitless first inning. He did hit Sabato. He strands him. And we go to the bottom of the first inning now. The Lansing Lugnuts are coming up. Cedar Rapids nothing. And the lefty, Kate Povich, about to take the mound for the Colonels when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we go to the bottom of the first inning, the Lansing Lugnuts held Cedar Rapids scoreless. Jeff Criswell's three strikeouts had something to do with it. To the bottom of the first, and Drew Swift steps in. It takes ball one high and away from the southpaw, Kate Povich. Your Lugnuts offense. Swift leading off, playing second base. Next offering, swings and misses, strike one. Gabriel Maciel, the switch-hitting left fielder, will bat second. Heading third, the DH, Austin Beck, subject of today's pregame interview. Then Tyler Soderstrom cleans up. Swift swings and misses again, one ball and two strikes. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Lawrence Butler. Heading sixth, shortstop A. Ribiel Angeles. Drew Swift stepped outside the batter's box. Home plate umpire Ken Jackson says, come on back in. Here it is. Fouled away down the right side. I was a little worried there that they might get swift for a pitch clock infraction. And with two strikes, that would have been strike three. I'll get to 7, 8, 9 batters, but first, Swift lines a base hit to left field. Tyler Fedko down to one knee to play it back in. A leadoff single for Drew. And with his great speed, he is aboard against Cade Povich. The Lugnuts' number 7 hitter is the center fielder Lázaro Armenteros. Batting 8th at first base, Patrick McCull. And then rounding off the order, batting 9th, the third baseman, Josh Swanwright. Swift, Maciel Beck, Soderstrom, Butler, Angeles, Armenteros, McCull, and Wright. For the Lugnuts at 17-28, the Oakland Athletics High A affiliate. Southpaw Cade Povich throws. Bunt shown but pulled back. And the former Colonel, Gabriel Maciel, takes ball 1. Cedar Rapids defense, Fedko's in left, Holland's in center, Prado's in right. The catcher, Morales. The pitch, foul to the screen. Ball and a strike on Maciel. A switch hitter, so he bats right against the lefty, Povich. No score, bottom of the first inning. Sabato at first base, Solari at second. Javier is the shortstop, and at third base, Encarnacion Strand. He has 12 errors this year. Snap though to first, but Swift back in. Drew Swift is. That is, you Swift. 3-for-3 in stealing bases this year, but there's going to be a lot more where they came from. Edges away. Lefty sets. Povich deals. Up. 2 balls and a strike on Maciel. The untrustworthy stadium radar gun reads 96 there. It was reading 99 for Criswell. Jeff Criswell in the first inning was throwing 94 to 95 miles per hour. The pitch, a bunt fouled off, rolling back into the left side of the circle. 2 balls and 2 strikes from Maciel. Gabriel Maciel out of Londrina, Brazil. Bright red spikes with white trim and white soles. Windmills his black bat around. The pitch from Povich. Strike 3 called. Fastball spotted up, and Maciel is down watching. He had lost sight of the inside corner. First strikeout for Cade Povich, and it will bring up Austin Beck. The deal. Beck swings and misses. A foul tip held onto by Morales. Strike 1. Beck is DHing today. We are scoreless. Bottom of the first inning. Swift at first with 1 away for the Lugnuts. Beck takes ball 1. Austin Beck is currently hitting .226 through 32 games with 7 home runs. That is second on the team behind only Tyler Soderstrom, the man on deck. Red bat for Beck. Povich's pitch, Swift runs. Pitches in, throw down to second base, tag! Not in time, and not handled by second baseman Solari. He was right there on the base. He tried to play it casually and receive from Morales, but Swift slid in feet first as the ball trickled through him. Drew Swift is now 4-for-4 in stealing bases. And a scoring position. 2 balls and a strike on Austin Beck. Prime chance for the Lugnuts to take the early lead against Povich and the Colonels. Povich sets, kicks and throws. Breaking ball drops in. Strike 2 called. The Minnesota Twins drafted Povich in the 3rd round last year. The native of Bellevue, Nebraska. With a 2-2, Beck hits it in the air towards center. Holland, a late break, comes in toward right center with a one-hand grab. Beck is at number 2. Swift back to second. And Tyler Soderstrom will step in now. Soderstrom leads the Lugnuts with 9 homers. Hit his 9th on Sunday, a 2-run shot. He takes a called strike from Povich on the outside corner. A fastball to start him. He also supplied an RBI double on Sunday. His hot month continues. Lefty deals to lefty. Soderstrom swings and misses the off-speed away. No balls and two strikes. Well, he homered on an 0-2 pitch on the road at Beloit, taking on Cade Povich. The Athletics' first rounder from 2 years ago. No score, Swift at second. Breaking ball down and away. Soderstrom takes ball one. Overall for the year, this is Soderstrom's 42nd game. 9 doubles, 1 triple, 9 homers, and a team-high 28 knocked in. His batting average 219, and rising steadily after an ice-cold April. Lawrence Butler's on deck. Leadoff single by Swift, stole second, but Povich struck out Maciel and got Beck on the fly to center. A 1-2 pitch for Soderstrom on its way. Just off the outside corner, fastball missing for ball two. The bases umpire Diedrich has stationed himself to the back of the mound towards short, but the shortstop Javier is up the middle of the diamond. Outfielders are deep against the powerful batter. He takes ball three, bouncing low and away. That was well knocked down by Morales to keep Swift at second base. Still, from 0-2 to 3-2 on Soderstrom. First base is open. Target away. Povich's pitch. Swift goes down swinging on the breaking ball. The inning is over. One hit, one runner left in scoring position. No runs for the Lugnuts, so we're scoreless going to the second inning from Michigan State Capitol, Cedar Rapids, and Lansing.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No score going to the top of the second inning now from Lansing's Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Brennan Troy sitting to my left shadowing and a proud DeWitt Panther at that. Jefferson Morales will lead off the top of the second inning for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Morales out of La Victoria, Venezuela, to be followed by Kyler Fedko and then Alaric Soleri. They are the Cedar Rapids 5-6-7 batters. And they'll take on the Lugnuts right-hander Jeff Criswell at 6'4", 203 pounds, the native of Portage. With three batters in the first inning, around an HBP of Aaron Sabato. Righty, righty. The first pitch to Jefferson Morales. Fastball ripping in for a called strike one. Fastball topped out at 95 miles an hour in the first inning for Criswell. We'll see if he gets it up hotter as this game goes along. Fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider for pitch guy. At a one. Missed outside, yanked it. Ball and a strike on Morales. They are going to lean on Morales awful hard here for Cedar Rapids, who with Charles Mack and Pat Winkler, the three catchers for the Colonels, they just lost their best offensive catcher, Jair Camargo, to promotion. 1-1. Fouled back, strike two. Jefferson. That first name is J-E-F-E-R-S-O-N. He's a .250 hitter with three homers through 26 games this year. A one ball, two strike pitch on its way. Oh, up and in and off the helmet. And Morales is down. Morales is down on his back to the left of the right-hand batter's box. Immediately, the athletic trainer, Matt Smith, is on hand. And both coaches, the third base coach and manager, Brian Dinkelman, and the first base coach and hitting coach, Jairo Rodriguez, are attending to him. An awful sight in Lansing, Michigan. And the catcher, Soderstrom, immediately went out there to be at Jeff Criswell's side. A fastball getting away. Pitching coach Don Schulte is going to go out and join them as all of the infielders are around Criswell on the mound. And the umpires are together, too, up the first baseline in fair ground. Letting the lead athletic trainer, Matt Smith, work with the coaches right there over them as he hovers over Jefferson Morales and tends to him. And now Jefferson helped up to a seated position. There is always that potential nightmare on the baseball field. A pitch getting away, or a line drive back to the mound, and in this case, it was a fastball running in. Good to see Morales talking with his trainer and his coaches, and outstanding. Manager Dinkelman has his baseball bat. Matt Smith with arm around Morales. Jairo Rodriguez, the first base coach, right hand gripping the left shoulder of the young catcher. It is the second batter hit by Criswell in as many innings. He caught Sabato on his forearm in the first inning. Criswell, entering play today, had made 8 starts, had pitched 40 innings this year. He had only hit one batter all season. And he has hit 2 of the last 3. He has hit 2 of the first 5 batters of this game. All the batting gear is off, all that armor off, and Jefferson Morales is going to stay in this game for the moment, walking up the first baseline. The first baseman McCall, the second baseman Drew Swift, checking on him right now. Your competitors for every single pitch. Your competitors while that game is going on. And yet there's that kindred bond. While Morales leads off of first base, held on by McCall, the batter is Kyler Fedko. No score top of the second. The first pitch. Criswell hits the outside corner. Strike call. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have now been hit by 28 pitches as a team this year. Lugnuts pitchers have hit 31. Nobody out in the second inning. Righty, righty. Criswell to Fedko. Foul to the netting. Fedko also crowds home plate. His elbows are right over the strike zone. And Kyler Fedko this year has not been hit by a pitch in 13 games with Cedar Rapids. 3 doubles and 2 home runs. Out of Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, 12th rounder last year. Knees bent, bat waggling over his shoulder. The pitch, breaking ball outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Criswell struck out 3 in the first inning. Prado, Encarnacion, Strand, and Gray. He got them all swinging. Delivers a 1-2. That's on the outside corner. Strike 3 called on a slider. Fedko down watching. 4th strikeout for Criswell. and the batter will be Alaric Soleri. Six batters, four strikeouts, two HBPs right now for the Colonels against Criswell. No score. Morales at first base, one out. The pitch to Soleri on its way. Strike one called. Outside corner with a breaking ball. Looking good from Criswell. Alaric Soleri. That name is spelled A-L-E-R-I-C-K-S-O-U-L-A-R-I-E. The pitch. Very high. Ball and a strike. Fastball got away. Soleri from Houston, Texas. A second rounder of the Minnesota Twins 2 years ago. You know who else was the second rounder? Jeff Criswell. Interesting to connect these two teams. Break even 1-1. Fouled away to the right side. Jeff Criswell was drafted 58th overall 2 years ago, and Alaric Soleri was taken 59th. The same way that Aaron Sabato, the Cedar Rapids first baseman, was taken one pick after the Lugnuts catcher Tyler Soderstrom. A 1-2 pitch to Soleri on its way. Fastball up, ball two. The Minnesota Twins' high hopes, really for all these players. So interesting to contrast them, right? Soleri, the second rounder. Criswell, the second rounder. One pick separating them. A two-ball, two-strike pitch is up and outside. Now the count is full on Soleri. Alaric Soleri first was at San Jacinto Junior College, San Jack, one of the great JUCOs in the nation. Then he transferred to Tennessee, and he was one of the SEC's best players. That was in 2019. Runner moves, payoff pitch, softly lined, hooking down in left field, a base hit. Morales got a bad look at it. He stops at second base. A throw lobbed into third from Maciel. Soleri has the single. It's the first hit of the game for the Colonels. And with two on, one out, the batter will be Wander Javier. There's no score in the game. Speaking of an interesting guy, Wander Javier received millions of dollars to sign a contract at age 16. A bad injury really waylaid his career some years back. Righty-righty. Criswell to the plate. Javier swings and misses. Strike one. So now here we are all these years later, 7 years after he signed that contract. Javier, 6'1", 165 pounds, out of Bonao, Dominican Republic. Love his defense. He is currently hitting 169 with four homers. Morales at second. Soleri at first. Breaking ball. Curving across the outside corner. And strike call. We saw Javier do some damage to the Lugnuts last year. Showed off some great power in a series that Cedar Rapids took 4 out of 6 games. Criswell comes set at the belt. He struck out 4 already. The pitch. Check swing. Breaking ball down and away. Did he go? On appeal, no. Says Nathan Dietrich. And it's 1-2. Will Holland waits on deck. The bottom part of the order. Javier waves the bat high above his head. 2-1, one out, no score. The pitch. Javier takes a ball low and away. That time, his check swing was not nearly as close. The 23-year-old Criswell against the 23-year-old Javier. At second base, Jefferson Morales. Watching the second baseman, Swift, who's pinching in up the middle. At first base, Soleri. First baseman McCall plays behind him. Criswell tosses. Way outside. And from 0-2, it's now 3-2 on Javier. Black glove on Criswell's left hand.
Pitch clock counting down. Sun beating down upon these players. Payoff. Runners don't move. It's called strike three on the outside corner. He spotted up a fastball, and that's five strikeouts for Criswell. First five outs of the game via the K. So that will bring up Will Holland. Four pitches so far for Criswell, 20 for strikes. 2-1, two out, no score. First pitch off the outside corner, ball one. I mentioned Solari, the runner at first base, is a Tennessee Volunteer. Well, Will Holland is an Auburn Tiger to stay in the SEC. Fifth rounder 3 years ago. Righty, righty. Criswell's pitch, bending outside. Two balls and no strikes. Holland has four doubles, three triples, three home runs in 38 games. He has great speed. If he gets on, he is a weapon. However, he strikes out a lot, 50 strikeouts this year. The pitch, he popped it up. Up the first base side, Patrick McCall at a foul ground. He makes the catch toward the coach's box. And Jeff Criswell is out of the top of the second inning. A hit batter, a single, two strikeouts, two runners left on. And thank goodness Jefferson Morales is okay after getting hit in the helmet. As we go to the bottom of the second inning, no score between the Lugnuts and the Colonels.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Two goose eggs so far for Jeff Criswell, and now as we go to the bottom half of the second inning, we see if Cade Povich can equal him. The left-hander for the Cedar Rapids Colonels will take on the Lugnuts' Butler, Angeles, and Armenteros. 5-6-7 batters in the order. First pitch, breaking ball, swung at and missed by Lawrence Butler. Strike one. I'd like to say hello to Bobby Strauss, checking in via Twitter, at Jake Oldstress. Checking in from work in Jackson, listening in to the game. Povich misses outside. One ball, one strike on Butler. Lawrence Butler had some big swings on the road. Now seven doubles and four homers this season for the native Atlantan. The pitch, outside. And it's two balls and one strike. For Povich in the first inning, he allowed a leadoff single to Drew Swift, who stole second base, but he struck out both Maciel and Soderstrom. No small task on either one of them. Deals, swing and a foul tip at home plate. On the count on Butler, two balls and two strikes. You've got Maciel, who's going to do everything he possibly can do to put the ball in play and poke a single somewhere or draw a walk. And you've got Soderstrom, one of the most feared power hitters on the team. 2-2 pitch. Butler goes down swinging.
high off speed. Tried to wait on it, then pull the trigger, and he couldn't find it. Third strikeout for Povich. That'll bring up Eurybiel Angeles. The Cedar Rapids Colonels as a team lead the Midwest League in team earned run average, 293 for the staff. Lefty throws, right-handed batter hits a soft line drive, shallow left center, down for a base hit. Fedko gets it in from left field. Anales has a first pitch single. And that's the Lugnuts' second hit of the game against Povich. No score as Lázaro Armenteros comes up. Anales with his 45th hit of the year. That leads the Lugnuts. I did ask, by the way, the voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, so Cade Povich, any relation to Maury Povich? And he didn't think that there was any relation. Lázaro Armenteros takes ball one from Povich. Maury Povich's father, Shirley Povich, was a longtime legendary Washington Post sports writer. Legendary, dating back to the days of Walter Johnson. A throw to first base by Povich. Tag applied on the back by Anales. He's fine. He's safe. One ball, no strikes. Armenteros. The Lugnuts right-handed hitting center fielder. Open stance for the native of Cuba. The southpaw. Let's it fly. Popped up in the infield. Second baseman Solari to his left. Backing up. Called off. On the right fielder, Prado with the catch. There's out number two. Well, that brings up Patrick McCall. Runner moves, first pitch up and inside, throw down to second baseman, tails left, tag applied by Javier, though in time. Anales went in feet first, he's gone, thrown out by the catcher Morales. Remember, he was just hit in the head in the top half of this inning, but the arm is good, and the tag by Javier swiped clean, and the Lansing Lugnuts go down with, facing the minimum, Cade Povich, a scoreless frame in the second. We go to the third. It is the Lugnuts and the Colonels, no score from Michigan State Capitol.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Anthony Prado leads off the top half of the third inning, taking a called strike from Jeff Criswell. Right-hander against right-hander, the Lugnuts' Criswell against Prado and Encarnacion Strand, and then Kenny Taylor, who's come on for Aaron Sabato, hit by a pitch back in the first inning.
No score in the game. The pitch from Criswell. Down and away. I mentioned Anthony Prado making a catch of the Armenteros fly in the bottom of the second inning. It wasn't him. It was, in fact, or I should say, I mentioned Prado making that catch. It was Kenny Taylor in for Sabato. So there was a little bit of shuffling that we got everything corrected after the second inning. Fly ball to right field. Back goes Lawrence Butler. Back he goes. That ball's gone. Anthony Prado goes oppo for his seventh home run of the season. And Cedar Rapids leads 1-0, matching the uniform number 1 for Prado. For Criswell, it is the sixth home run that he has served up this year. Right out over Jeff Criswell's name and image on the right center ribbon strip board. The pitch, fastball high to Christian Encarnacion Strand, who started the game at third base and has since moved to first base. Nobody on, nobody out. Colonels leading. Encarnacion Strand takes ball two down. Boy, Anthony Prado hitting the Colonels' 48th home run of the year. This is what they do. A slug behind a great pitching staff. A two-ball offering. Encarnacion Strand takes a called strike in the outside corner. When it comes to sluggers, there might be no better slugger on the Cedar Rapids team than Christian Encarnacion Strand, the Oklahoma State Cowboy. Open stance from the right. Criswell's pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Encarnacion Strand, age 22, from Walnut Creek, California. Pitch on its way. Reaches out and skies it into shallow right center. Second baseman Swift backpedals. He's called off. Center fielder Armenteros in to put it away. At number one in the third inning. And that will bring up Kenny Taylor. Came off the bench for the injured Aaron Sabato. And if you missed it, Sabato was hit on the arm by Jeff Criswell pitch back in the first inning. Righty throws to righty. Taylor takes off the outside corner, ball one. Taylor is a 155 hitter through 16 games. That's 9 for 58. Criswell started the windup, then stops. One double, one triple, one RBI for Taylor with Cedar Rapids. Here we go, that deliberate Criswell windup. The pitch, swing and a miss. A fastball exploding by him up and away. It is so routine, so measured for Jeff. The left foot stepping back. The left knee kicking up higher to the air. Then the ball comes right out of his right hand. But it breaks outside. On the count on Taylor, now two balls and one strike. Can take a batter a little bit by surprise if you're not ready for it. The kind of velocity that he's bringing, or the movement. And that's what sets up his incredible changeup. A 2-1. A fastball fought off foul, out of play to the right side. At two balls and two strikes. It's the final Grand Slam Kids Day of the year here today in Lansing. So the kids are out in force, the stands bustling, the concession stands lines long. At a 2-2. Bouncing ball down toward first, glove by McCall. Calls off Criswell, takes it himself. There's two outs in the top of the third inning. Seth Gray is the next batter. That's the thing. You, if you're hungry, you really have to have patience battling your way through the concession stands lines. They are packed. The Nuts and Bolts store is packed with people getting Lug Nuts gear. Criswell to Seth Gray, batting left. Breaking ball down and in, ball one. 1-0 Colonels lead on the Anthony Prado solo home run earlier this frame. And folks, all the traffic throughout the 360-degree concourse. A 1-0. Fouled off the top of the netting. Okay, the traffic too outside the ballpark. Brandon sitting to my left, he got firsthand knowledge of that. We are approaching the noon hour in Lansing, Michigan. Two outs, nobody on. Chris Wells 1-1. Gray takes a called strike on the inside corner. Good off speed. Chris Wells struck out Gray his first time. The catcher, Tyler Soderstrom, and how good it is to be able to say that. Here's the toss. Very high. It had been a while since Tyler Soderstrom had been behind the plate. A thumb contusion had limited Tyler to DHing and playing first base. But the 20-year-old catcher is ready. At a two-ball, two-strike pitch from Criswell. Gray swings and bounces a breaking ball foul off the right side. So important to keep Tyler's stats in the lineup. And just to keep his heavy bat right in the middle of the order. Chris Wells 2-2. Breaking ball in. He went around too far and struck him out. What a filthy slider that was underneath the hands of Seth Gray. Chris Wells' sixth strikeout. But a home run by Anthony Prado. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels lead 1-0 through 2.5 from Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Patrick McCall leads off the bottom half of the third inning for the Lugnuts, down 1-0 to Cedar Rapids. Lefty-lefty. Kate Povich's first pitch called a strike on the outside corner. Anthony Prado's home run on the top half of this inning, giving the Colonels this 1-0 lead. It's McCall riding swift, 8-9-1 against Povich. Southpaw deals. McCall rolls it over, foul up the right side. 0-2. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from Lansing, Michigan. First of six between the Lugnuts, the Oakland Athletics High A affiliate, on the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Minnesota Twins High A squad. Third baseman Encarnacion Strands off toward the shortstop hole. And the pitch is outside. 1-2. Let me correct that. So Encarnacion Strand is now playing first base. It's Prado playing third base with Taylor off in right field. The pitch. McCall reaches out and pokes it foul back to the netting. Just trying to turn away that difficult breaking ball away. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Fourth strikeout for Cade Povich. And the batter will be Josh Wainwright. Wainwright, the number nine batter in the order. Povich at 6'3", 185 pounds, 22 years of age. The Nebraska Cornhusker throws up above the letters, ball one. You'd figure, as a Cornhusker, and actually Nebraska being his home state, he's from Bellevue, Nebraska, wearing the red Cedar Rapids jersey works well for him.
Right, a check swing. Strike called on the inside corner. And it's 1-1. Josh Wainwright out of Panama. One out, nobody on. Last of the third. 1-0 Colonels. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the off speed down. Strike two. Right on Sunday at a two-hit game. Single and a double and four at-bats. He's hitting .263 through 19 games. Here's the pitch. Swings and misses. Strikeout number five for Povich. Two gone in the third inning. I mentioned how Povich now Bellevue, Nebraska. He was actually born in Reno, Nevada. Povich against Drew Swift. The Arizona State Sun Devil takes ball one up and away. Povich and the Colonels leading Swift and the Lugnuts 1-0. Povich looks for a perfect bottom of the third. Rocks, deals. Down and in. Swift is one of the Lugnuts' two hits against him. A single to lead off the bottom of the first inning. Stole second, but he was left right there. The step back, the leg kick, the 2-0. High and outside, three balls and no strikes. In every single one of his starts this year, Povich has walked at least one. He has not walked more than two in any of them. He has no walks yet here today. The pitch, there you go, there's walk number one. Fastball's up high, and a four-pitch walk for Swift. So a great base-stealing threat is on the bases. Povich has shown that lefty pickoff move to first base before. I expect that we will see it as Gabriel Maciel steps in. Maciel struck out looking his first time. The pitch to him. Inside, off the mitt of catcher Morales, but Swift isn't moving. That's one where you'd expect your Swift to break immediately with his kind of speed, but he never did. There was no even hard step towards second base. Unusual to see. One ball, no strikes, and Maciel. The set, the kick and the pitch. Maciel serves it in the air to center. Will Holland backs up. He's got room at the wall, makes a jump, catches it, and then finds himself up against the wall. That's as comfortable as a jumping grab you're ever going to see out in straightaway center field. The ball carried for Maciel, but Will Holland, well played. And that brings us to the fourth inning. Our score, the Cedar Rapids Colonels 1, the Lansing Lugnuts 0.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
End of the fourth inning, 1-0 visitors from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The Colonels bring up Morales, Fedko, and Soleri. Against the Lansing starter, the right-hander Jeff Criswell, as we get things going in the fourth. Into the middle innings from Lansing, Michigan and Jackson Field on Michigan Avenue between Cedar and Larch. Criswell to Morales. Swing and a miss, strike one. The first time that these two met up. Whew, nightmarish. Fastball came up and in and hit off the helmet for Morales.
but he stayed in the game. Strike one offering, breaking down and away. One ball and one strike. Jefferson Morales wears number two. Signed as an international free agent 6 years ago. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, strike two. So I mentioned all of these Colonels who've repeated with Cedar Rapids after seeing time with the Colonels last year. Jefferson Morales is the only catcher back from last year, although Jair Camargo did return, and now he's up in Double A. A 1-2, swing and a miss. A fastball blew him away. Seven strikeouts for Criswell in 3 1/3 innings. One gone in the fourth, bring up Kyler Fedko. Fedko spent last year in single-A Fort Myers. The Mighty Muscles, by the way. Swing and a miss, strike one. They used to be the Fort Myers Miracle, but now they are Mighty. Fedko, one of those seven strikeouts. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels, not much hard contact against Criswell. Just Anthony Prado's solo oppo home run last inning. He went taco. 1-0 Colonels, and 0-1. Changeup swung at and missed. My goodness. Nothing and two. The high for Criswell in strikeouts in one outing was back on May 12th against Dayton when he whiffed 8 Dayton Dragons. There's a foul out of play to the right side. Nothing and two, it stays. That was 5 scoreless innings against the powerful Dragons. Only allowed 1 hit, 2 walks. And the way that it went down for Criswell against Dayton. He allowed the hit. It was a double. It was the very first pitch he threw. 0-2. Breaking ball down. Just off the outside corner, two perhaps. Difficult pitch, but Fedko took it. 1-2. So Jose Torres doubled on the first pitch that Criswell threw. He then walked 2 out of the next 3 batters to load the bases. 1 out in the top of the first. Is 1-2 here. Yanked it low and away. 2. And then Criswell proceeded to set down the next 14 Dragons to finish off those 5 scoreless innings. Well, as we enter play here today, guess who's got the best record in the Midwest League? The Dayton Dragons at 30-14. The windup, the pitch. Up and inside. Another changeup from Criswell. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Fedko. 1 out, nobody on. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have the second best record in the Midwest League. A payoff pitch from the Wolverine. Outside, 4. And there's Criswell's first walk of this outing. Now Alaric Solari. Interesting to see how Criswell fares against the top 2 teams in the Midwest League. Passed the test with flying colors against Dayton. And now challenged by the Colonels, who were up 1-0 on the Prado homer last inning. 1-1. So Larry swings and fouls off the first pitch to the right side. Strike one. Everyone deserves a smile, and Grubaugh Orthodontics is here to help you, Lansing Lugnuts fans. Grubaugh Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our affordable payment plans. And a 1 pitch for Solari. On its way. Hi. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Lansing area, we love to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourgrubaugorthodontics.com today and book your free consult. That's grubaugorthodontics.com. A 1-1. Breaking ball, bouncing in, smothered by Soderstrom. 2 balls and a strike on Solari, who is 1-for-1 with a single his first time up. Little Texas leaguer into left field his first time. That and the home run by Prado are the only 2 hits so far against Criswell. Hitter's pitch here. Instead, a pickoff though to first base. Fedko dove back in. No tag by McCall. Fedko has not tried to steal a base yet this season. So So Larry, 6 feet tall, upright stance, takes up and inside. And now it's 3 balls and a strike. Well, Criswell just walked Fedko after getting out in front of him. 3-1 on Soleri. Wander Javier to bat next. The pitch, high for ball four. Not close. Losing that release point on that fastball. Just the arm late and coming around. And so Soleri down to first base. Fedko to second. There's one out for Wander Javier. This is where it helps Criswell, as the pitching coach Don Schulze gets out to the mound. When Jeff Criswell is going really well, I mean really well, he's a ground ball pitcher. Now, so far we have not seen too many ground outs. Just the one by Kenny Taylor back in the third inning. The other outs are a foul out to first, a fly out to center, and then every other out is a strikeout. Well, here now is Wander Javier. Fedko at second, Soleri at first. Cedar Rapids 1, Lansing nothing. And Jeff Criswell at the center of it all. Right-hander against right-hander. Dealing to Javier. The Colonel's shortstop waves and misses the first pitch breaker. Strike one. Javier struck out looking his first time up. Criswell looks back at Fedko at second. Lets it fly. Javier takes. Low. 1-1. Wander Javier, entering the 2018 season, was ranked by Baseball America the number 95 prospect in all of minor league baseball. But then he missed all of 2018 due to the injury. Came back in 2019, 2021, 2022. He stayed in Cedar Rapids. He swings and misses the off-speed, and it's 1-2. Now, in 2019, he was with the Colonels when they were in single A, when the entire Midwest League was in single A, and he batted just 177. Last year, he hit 225, and he had 15 doubles, 10 triples, and 12 homers. Not too many guys have double digits, doubles, triples, and homers in the same year. He swings and misses. He's gone on strikes, and the height shatter. And he checked in with Tyler Soderstrom because there was some backswing contact. But Soderstrom's fine, Javier's fine, except he's gone. Jeff Criswell has struck out 8, tying that season high. And up will step Will Holland. 2-2 out, Colonels 1, Lugnuts nothing. Holland fouled out to first his first time. Righty fires to righty. Swinging a ground ball, pulled foul, and barehanded by manager Dinkelman, coaching at third. Underhands it high up into the crowd and over the crowd of kids, and then bounces away, and now all of them go scrambling for it, but it bounced into the bullpen. So a reliever simply tosses it into a spare blank area of concrete, and now they're all chasing the ball as it's rolling. Meanwhile, a strike one pitch from Criswell to Holland. Swing and a miss at the high heater. I mean, if you want kids to skin their elbows and knees, what you can do is just roll a baseball along the concrete and say, let's have the scrum of what, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids all go chasing after it. And they just kept knocking it away, like watching hockey players chase a puck. And 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Criswell had tied up Holland in knots. And so Jeff strikes out 3 in the top of the fourth. He now has 9 strikeouts through 4 innings. He pitches around 2 walks, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Criswell and the Lugnuts trail 1-0 to the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that.
Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
On one side, you've got Jeff Criswell striking out 9 Cedar Rapids Colonels through 4 innings. But an Anthony Prado home run as the Colonels leading 1-0 for lefty Cade Povich. He'll face Beck, Soderstrom, and Butler. Here's the power. Alston back first, and a breaking ball slices in for a called strike. Right-handed batter followed by 2 lefties against the lefty Povich. Povich winds, throws. Big breaking curve up and away. On the count is 1-1. Beck flied out to center fielder Holland his first time. The windup, the pitch. And this curveball is way outside. Now it's 2-1 on Beck. Will he get a pitch to mash now? The Lugnuts' offensive stats here at home have been wild. 2-1. Beck swings and drives it to left center. Holland is on the run. Jumps up. He makes the catch. He crashes into the Miller Lite sign and he hangs on. A stellar catch by Will Holland. He robs Austin Beck of extra bases. Two stars next to it on the scorecard. That'll bring up Tyler Soderstrom. One out, nobody on, 1-0 Colonels. Soderstrom takes a ball outside. By the way, I just received an email asking me to send a shout out to Austin Beck's father, Jeff, and Austin's uncle, Chris, visiting for the whole week. Soderstrom swings and misses the high cheddar. 1-1. Visiting all this homestand in Lansing to cheer on Austin Beck and the Lugnuts. The pitch. That just missed a little bit high. So hello to Loretta Beck, who emailed in, Austin's grandmother, writing in, "Go Lugnuts." My goodness. Soderstrom swings, grounds a curveball right up second base. Shows up Javier, could not grab it to his left, and it scoots into shallow center. There Holland gets it in, and Tyler Soderstrom is on. That is ruled a single for Soderstrom. Now Lawrence Butler. The Lugnuts are starting to hit Povich. Lefty, lefty. Butler a check swing. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not. And that's 1. Remember, the bottom of the third inning ended with Gabriel Maciel flying out to the warning track in center and Holland making a great play. Soderstrom at first, 1, 1-0 Colonels. The pitch, breaking ball, hooking in for a strike call. Angeles is on deck. Povich sets, throws, curveball swung at and missed. 1-2. Lawrence Butler is one of 5 strikeouts so far for Povich. Povich out in front, 1-2, fastball missed outside. Two balls and 2 strikes now. Shortstop Javier is up the middle. Outfield deep. Right fielder Taylor shaded to right center. Soderstrom runs. Curveball cued foul on the ground to the left. Hey, why not get Tyler Soderstrom off and moving? You know how many steals he has in his minor league career? 2. 0 this year. One man out, last of the fourth. The set. Povich to Butler. Hit up in the air, foul ground. Catcher Morales locates it, discards the mask, and squeezes just above where Lugnuts is painted white on the green grass. Out number 2. Jefferson Morales started off that play bumping into the home plate umpire Jackson. Jackson had to clear the way. Now a Rebiel Angeles. Two outs, Soderstrom at first. Lugnuts down by a run. We're in the fourth. The pitch, down and in. When Angeles singled his first time up, it was on the very first pitch that he saw from Povich. But then he was caught trying to steal in a very close play at second base. Povich's pitch. Instead, a pickoff though to first base. And Soderstrom back in. One run, two hits, no errors for the Colonels. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. Lefty throws to the right-handed batter. Here it is. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike on Angeles out of Higüey, Dominican Republic. Last year was a member of the San Diego Padres organization. The break even 1-1. Fastball is high. He was expecting to be a Padre again this year. He was on the team bus ready to roll out to Fort Wayne, Indiana to play for the Tin Caps. And that was when the Padres let him know that they had traded him with Adrian Martinez for Sean Manaea. Fights off a fastball in, up into the crowd. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just before the year, they had sent the Lugnuts, and by they, I mean the Oakland Athletics, had flown in 30 Lugnuts here to get ready for the upcoming season. And then the trade happened during media day, and suddenly Angeles made 31. Povich is 2-2. Just missed the outside corner. Ball 3. Austin Beck to begin this inning. Mashing one to deep center. Holland a great catch. Soderstrom singled. Butler fouled out. Now Angeles fouls one back over the netting and into the crowd. It is clear that it's getting harder and harder for Povich after ripping through the order the first time around. We're seeing better swings against his stuff. The pitch, fastball inside, and he has walked Angeles. A Rebiel down to first, second walk given out by Povich, Soderstrom to second, and Lázaro Armenteros is coming up, where the catcher Morales paying Povich a visit. On one side, though, you've got Jeff Criswell, 79 pitches to get through 4 innings. With those 9 strikeouts. The home run served up to Prado, serving as the game's only run. On the other side, Kate Povich right now is at 65 pitches, more efficient. 37 of those for strikes. One of the two pitching coaches goes out to the mound for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 2 pitching coaches, 2 hitting coaches. And in checking in with Thomas Breach, the broadcaster for the Colonels in his first year with the squad, he said get ready for the pitching coaches to alternate. So this looks like it's Richard Salazar who's out there visiting at the moment. Currently it's 86 degrees in Lansing, and it feels like it's 89. So, you know, stay hydrated. Thank you.
Oh, it feels like it's 90 degrees. I beg your pardon. Well, Salazar back to the dugout third base way. Lassiter Montero's the batter. Soderstrom at second. Andres at first. Down 1-0 in the fourth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Lassiter was looking to give the Lugnuts the lead. Cade Povich, the Nebraska Cornhusker, deals an 0-1. Armenteros swings and hits it high and deep to center. There's Will Holland territory. And if you hit it to Holland, it's turning into an out right now. This catch was easier than the ones he made to take away base hits from Masia last inning and from Beck to start off this inning. And in the end, the Lugnuts are turned away scorelessly. A single and a walk, two left. Onward to the fifth. It is Cedar Rapids leading the Lansing Lugnuts by a 1-0 score.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the order time once again for the Cedar Rapids Colonels in Prado, Encarnacion, Strand, and Taylor. Lansing right-hander Jeff Criswell will oppose. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Glad to have you along here with me. It begins with Anthony Prado, who supplied the only run of the game, a home run in the third inning. 1-0 Colonels. The pitch. Prado takes a cult strike from Criswell to open things up. Criswell is struck at 9. He has allowed only 2 hits. The Prado homer, a Soleri single. He has walked 2 and hit 2. He deals. Curveball swung at and missed. 0-2. Oh, baby. Do we see strikeout number 10 shortly? With 3 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 3 in the fourth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Off speed down. Prado is gone. 10 strikeouts for Criswell through 4 1/3 innings. And there is nobody warming up in the bullpen. We just saw Blake Beers strike out 11 Beloit Skycarp in 6 scoreless innings last Saturday. And here's his Michigan Wolverines teammate looking to match him in the strikeouts category, maybe top him here today against the Colonels. The pitch to Christian Encarnacion Strand. Anthony is outside corner, strike called. Criswell fanned Encarnacion Strand in the first inning. In the third, Encarnacion Strand flied out to center at 0-1. A ground ball down toward third. Room service hop right, swings it across, out number 2. And that'll bring up Kenny Taylor. Taylor replaced Aaron Sabato. The first rounder was hit by a pitch by Criswell in the first inning and then left the game early, precautionary reasons. 1-0 Colonels, first pitch. Fastball up, swung at and missed, strike 1. There's giddy up there. Taylor, 5'11", 170 pounds, out of Tampa, Florida.
former Mariners farmhand. And a one. Change up. Strike two call. Do we see 11? An 0-2 pitch from Criswell. Fastball rides outside. One ball and two strikes. He struck out Prado twice, Gray twice, Javier twice, Holland once, Fedko once, Morales once, Encarnacion Strand once. The 1-2. Taylor taps it. Fair at home plate, wriggling right out in front of the dish. The catcher, Soderstrom, whips it down to first. McCall jumped up, received, got down, got on the base for out number three. Criswell works a perfect frame. So add one more strikeout to his ledger. 10 strikeouts through 5 innings for Jeff Criswell. We're halfway to the house. Cedar Rapids leading the Lugnuts, though, by a 1-0 score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a 1-0 deficit that faces the Lansing Lugnuts. Going to the bottom half of the fifth inning. At home at Jackson Field against the lefty Kate Povich of Cedar Rapids. Dealing. Patrick McCall swung late, missed a fastball. The first pitch missed its mark. That second one, though, came in humming. And it's one ball and one strike on McCall. No Adam Jaxa here with me today. Curveball up and in. Two balls, one strike on McCall. McCall right and swift for the Lugnuts in the bottom of the fifth inning. 8-9-1 in the order, down by a run. Lefty-lefty. Povich's pitch. Curveball high. Three balls and one strike. Three hits allowed so far by Povich and two walks. All three hits, singles. Wines throws. McCall takes ball four up and in. Walk number three. Season high for walks and an outing for Povich. He has struck out five, though, and he's blanked the Lugnuts thus far. Here comes Josh Swanwright, the number nine hitter. The pitch. Wright takes ball one down and in. It has felt like Jeff Criswell, the Lugnut starter, has gotten stronger and stronger as this game is going on. Povich, though, is faltering. The 1-0 delivery. Change up low. Two balls and no strikes to Wright, the number nine hitter, whom Povich struck out swinging his first time. And with that, Cedar Rapids will warm up an arm in the pen. It is Derek Molina, the right-hander from Atwater, California. The pitch to right. High for ball three. Meanwhile, in the Lugnuts bullpen, the right-hander Daniel Martinez has started to warm. And so will we see Criswell for the sixth. The pitch. Right taking all the way. Strike called on the inside corner. It's 3-1. Mm-hmm.
The 6 foot, 6 inch tall Pat McCall runs well at first base. 3-1 pitch. Wright grounds it hard and foul up the third base side and right into the Colonel's pen. That's where the Colonel's bullpen catcher is receiving the reliever Molina, but first he received that grounder by Wright. Came right at him. 3-2 on Joshua. Pickoff though instead, McCall back in standing. A payoff. Curveball low, Wright takes ball four. Kate Povich has opened up the bottom of the fifth inning, walking the Lugnuts 8 and 9 batters. And Drew Swift is coming up now. Lugnuts manager Phil Pohl coaching at third base. Big clap of the hands. Now he backs up to get in the eyes of both the runners. McCall at second, right at first. 1-0 Colonels. The pitch high for ball one. And with that, a visit to the mound for Cedar Rapids. Pitching coach Richard Salazar is on his way out to the hill. Just trying to slow down Kate Povich here. Not only that, buy some more time for Derek Molina to be ready in the pen. The 14th rounder from 5 years ago for the Minnesota Twins. It will be, in all likelihood, the first arm that we'll see following Povich. But Povich through 4 innings plus 2 walks, protecting a 1-0 lead. The Lansing Lugnuts playing here at home. The Lugnuts are second in home OPS to only the Dayton Dragons, and that's by, oh, maybe thousandths of a fraction. The Lugnuts lead the Midwest League in home on base percentage as a team. They're second in slugging, second in batting average. The pitch to Swift. Strike called, good off speed. And the Lugnuts here at home have 27 home runs in their first 21 home games. Here's home game number 22. They're currently trailing 1-0. The pitch, breaking ball outside. All this to say that if you are blanking the Lugnuts in Lansing, you're doing something as a pitcher. But pressure is heightening. The pitch to Swift, swings and fouls it straight back. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Swift. McCall at second, right at first, nobody out. Last of the fifth. 1-0 Cedar Rapids. A Prado third inning homer. The set. The pitch to Swift. Taken outside, ball three. If he misses again, the bases would be loaded for Gabriel Maciel. Here's the payoff. Swift swings and misses a high fastball. He's gone on strikes. That was likely going to be ball four. Instead, it's strikeout number 6 for Povich. Next up here is Maciel, but he will not take on Povich. Kate Povich is done after 4 1/3 innings. 6 strikeouts as mentioned, 4 walks, 3 base hits. Right now, no runs, but he departs with McCall at second and Wright at first as the manager, Brian Dinkelman, takes the baseball away from him. And here comes Derek Molina, the new Cedar Rapids Colonels pitcher. The Colonels wearing their navy ball caps, navy brims, and there's that logo, the corn on the cob, although they have the baseball bat serving in place of the corn. The jerseys today are red with the interlocking CR, the old school CR that they wore for many, many years. It is a franchise with a very proud history that dates back decades. The Colonel's colors, if you tried to write them all down, you would have to write down red and a deeper blue and also yellow and also green. And I don't know, you want to throw a white in there? You want to throw a gray? But at the very least, their colors are red, blue, yellow, and green. The Colonels and the Cedar Rapids franchise, you can trace it back to 1934, back in the Class A League. Actually, you can go back even farther than that. Go back to the 1890s, when they were a Class B team. They've been Class A, Class B, Class C, Class D. They're Class High A right now. They were members of the Illinois-Iowa League and the Eastern Iowa League, the Western Association, the Illinois-Indiana-Iowa League, the Triple I or the Three I League, the Central Association, the Mississippi Valley League, the Western League, baseball, and Cedar Rapids. They've gone by the names of the Cedar Rapids Canaries and the Cedar Rapids Bunnies, the Cedar Rapids Rabbits, the Cedar Rapids Red Raiders, the Cedar Rapids Rockets. So many great names, so many great players over the years. Derek Molina, the new man on the mound, a 3.95 ERA and 12 relief appearances. 15 strikeouts, 6 walks, and 13 and 2/3 innings. League batting 176 against him. He has yet to allow a homer. 1-0 Colonels, last of the fifth, 2-1, one out. Dealing. First pitch is swatted by Gabriel Maciel to right center. That ball is down in Triples Alley and off the base of the wall. McCall is coming around to score. On his heels, Josh Juan Wright. A throw to third, not in time. Maciel's got a two-run triple. Lugnuts take the lead, 2-1. When you drive one out to deepest right center, as an outfielder, you better hurry in retrieving it, because three bases is the norm, and three bases it was for Maciel, finishing things off with a head first dive into third base. It's his second triple of the year. And now Austin Beck, the batter, infield in. Righty throws to righty. Down and away, ball one. The runs are tagged to Cade Povich, who is now in line to lose the game. Derek Molina, welcome to the game by the former Colonel, Gabriel Maciel. Molina throws. Beck swings and drives this one to right. Back goes Taylor to his right. He's got the catch. At third, Maciel the easy tag. He comes across to score standing. Sack fly, Austin Beck. 3-1 Lugnuts. Beck records his 17th run batted in this year. And now the batter is Tyler Soderstrom. Two outs, nobody on. Left-handed batter. Swings and swats foul the first pitch he sees from Molina off the left side of the railing for Cedar Rapids. Strike one. How things can change. And especially for it to be Maciel who supplies the blow. The righty Molina sets, throws. High with a fastball. One ball, one strike. Gabriel Maciel played for Cedar Rapids not just last year, but he played for the Colonels parts of 2018, 2019 as well. Molina to the plate. Fly ball pounded to right. Taylor is back, looking up. It's gone. Out onto the lawn in right center. Soderstrom's 10th homer of the year. 4-1 Lugnuts. First home run served up this season by Derek Molina. And on a hot afternoon, the Lansing Lugnuts bats have warmed up. Now here comes Lawrence Butler. Left-handed slugger against the righty reliever. Pitch on its way. Inside for ball one. And in the bullpen, there is no action now for Lansing. And we shall see Criswell for the sixth. Molina fires. Butler takes a called strike. Fastball. That home run by Tyler Soderstrom, 417 feet to right center. Butler is one, make that 0 for 2 today. He takes inside. Two balls and one strike. A strikeout and a foul out to the catcher against the starter, Povich. Cade Povich, the number 25 prospect in the Twin system. Out the Lugnuts down as long as he could. 2-1. Swing and a tapper, foul at home plate. And he's just facing this Lugnuts lineup here in Lansing has been different. There's an argument to be made that when they play here at home, no offense in the league is better. A 2-2. Fouled straight back. In this bottom of the fifth inning, Povich walked McCall, walked right, struck out Drew Swift, then departed. Brian Dinkelman went to Derek Molina, and Maciel tripled in both runners, scored in the sac fly. Soderstrom then went yard. 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes on Butler. Lugnuts might not be done yet in this bottom half of the fifth. Aribiel Angeles is waiting on deck. Here it comes. Butler takes ball four. It was up high. A fastball missing from Molina. Butler is a threat to steal second base. Here's the eighth batter of the inning for the Lugnuts. Here comes Aribiel Angeles. Righty, righty. Single and a walk so far. First pitch. Swings and fouls it back. I think we're starting to see Angeles recapture his hitting mojo that we saw right from the very start of the year. He went through a prolonged hitting funk. Molina to the plate. Angeles bounces it foul up the left side. He has changed his setup. When Angeles first joined the Lugnuts, he was resting his bat on his right shoulder. So he was pointing toward the third base side, and here in Lansing, the visitor's dugout. Now he is holding that bat straight up. Knob is facing home plate. Molina's 0-2 on its way. Breaking ball down and away. And in the Lansing pen, it's Jeff Criswell, who's trying to stay loose. The Lugnut starter has struck out 10 through 5 innings. A 1-2 pitch from Derek Molina. Angeles fouls it back to our right and off the window. Not too far away from getting into a booth here in the press box area. Derek Molina is out in front. Angeles a dangerous hitter. Butler at first base. The pitch. Breaking ball grounded sharply down toward third. Backhanded by Prado. Throws across to get him at first base. Side retired. Inning over. That's a beauty. Lugnuts score four in the bottom of the fifth inning on three walks and two hits. The two hits, a two-run triple by Maciel and a home run by Tyler Soderstrom. 4-1 Lugnuts to the sixth inning at Jackson Field.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Go to the top of the sixth inning now from Lansing, Michigan. 4-1 Lugnuts. And the right-hander Jeff Criswell back into work. Met Cross is now the Lugnuts catcher, by the way. First pitch from Criswell. Strike called at the knees inside corner to Seth Gray. Tyler Soderstrom just returning to catching here today. They're easing him back in. Matt Cross takes over. Soderstrom has a home run. He had a good day at the plate, 2-for-3. Line drive served over the 6-6 Pat McCall. A base hit into right field for Gray. In right field, Lawrence Butler plays it in as Daniel Martinez continues to warm up in the bullpen down the right side. It's a leadoff single for Gray. And that brings up Jefferson Morales. That is just the third hit of the game for the Cedar Rapids Colonels against Criswell. And like the first hit, a Solaria single back in the second, soft contact. Morales, 0-for-1, hit by pitch and a strikeout. First toss. Over his head, bounces off the backstop, right back to Cross, throws down in a center field. But at second base, Gray decides, I'm good, I'll stop right here. It is a concrete backstop in Lansing, and so it can give a catcher a great ricochet like that for Cross. The throwdown was not the best. Swift, the second baseman, trying to make the play. In the end, it doesn't hurt. It's simply a wild pitch. Gray is into scoring position. 4-1. The Colonels are suddenly trailing, following the Lugnuts' four-run rally in the bottom of the fifth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Criswell's 1-0 to Morales. Swing and a foul tip, rolling right. 1-1. For the Lugnuts, through the first four and a half innings, the story of the game is the fact that Jeff Criswell had struck at 10, but his offense had not managed to scratch anything out against Kate Povich. Oh, they scratched something out in the home fifth. There's a 1-1. A fastball fouled off into the netting. Ball and two strikes on Morales. Criswell pounding him inside on the corner. Tyler Fedko is waiting on deck. And all the while, Martinez continues to warm. So we'll see how much longer Criswell has. Here it comes. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Picked up off the ground by Cross. A peg down to first. And there's strikeout number 11. Matching Blake Beers from Saturday. Gray State put at second base. With one away, here comes Kyler Fedko. This is marvelous stuff for Jeff Criswell. I love that Blake Beer struck out 11, so Criswell decided, that's my college teammate. If he's going to strike out 11, I'm going to do that. Maybe he'll go for 12. Fedko has struck out once. He has also walked. 4-1, Colonels trail. One out. Gray at second. The pitch. Fastball up. Ball one. That was pitch number 95 for Criswell. And right now we have seen only pitchers go a couple of pitches over 100 this year in the A's system. A 1-0. Inside for ball two. So it is my guess, just throwing this out there, that we're into the last batter or two for Criswell in this outing. But it all depends how many pitches it takes. Fedko bats from a deep crouch from the right. Criswell looks back at Gray at second, then deals. He missed outside. And it's 3-0. Criswell's 2 walks came in the fourth. He walked Fedko with one out. Then he walked Solari. But he followed it up, striking out Javier and then Holland to get out of the jam. Fires. Up high, ball four. He has walked Fedko a second time. And there's his third base on balls. And with that, here comes Phil Pohl. So 5 1/3 innings for Jeff Criswell. 11 strikeouts. the point down to the pen, and Daniel Martinez is coming in. Criswell departs with Gray at second and Fedcourt first, and one out. Well, for Jeff Criswell on his way off the hill, I see some folks standing and applauding. The applause from the right side, from behind the first base side dugout. The Michigan Wolverine out of Portage, turning in one of his best professional outings. Handshake, fist bump, knucks. Joey Estes came over. Johnny Butler came over. The whole dugout was there ready for him. Let's talk about Daniel Martinez, the new man into the game, entrusted with trying to strand these two runners. Martinez has inherited two runners so far this year. He stranded them both. The 623rd overall pick in 2018 out of Riverside City College. Last time that we saw him pitch was back on May 25th at Beloit when he went one and one-third scoreless innings. A 23-year-old right-hander. Fastball, a curve, and a changeup. And usually we see a lot of breaking stuff and a lot of changes from Martinez. Lugnuts just took a 4-1 lead. Martinez's overall stats for the year. This is his 13th appearance out of the pen. In 12 and two-thirds innings, he has struck out 8. He has walked 14, one intentional. He has allowed 15 hits and 20 runs. A .288 batting average against him. He has also tossed 5 wild pitches. There have been some tough moments for him this year. Well, Martinez against Alaric Solari. 2-1, one out for the Colonels in the sixth. Down by 3. First pitch. Solari fouls it away to the right side. Strike 1. Solari today, a single and a walk. Criswell did not retire him. Ken Martinez, the only pitcher on this Lugnut squad who wears a single-digit number. The toss. Solari fouls back another. He went after him with a couple of low 90s fastballs. And now this sets up the Martinez bread and butter. Does he immediately go change up now? Gray at second, Fedco at first. Sign from Cross, Martinez sets at the belt. The pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, he blew him away with the high fastball. Solari goes down, and there's two outs in the sixth inning. This brings up Wander Javier, who is 0 for 2 today, a strikeout looking and a strikeout swinging. Javier has great power. The first offering. Right down the middle, strike called with the Martinez changeup. After showing the hard stuff to the previous batter, Solari. Righty versus righty. 4-1, Lugnuts in the sixth. The toss. Breaking ball outside. Ball at a strike. One run, 3 hits for Cedar Rapids. 4 runs, 5 hits for the Lugnuts. No errors in the game for either squad. The break even. Outside. 2 balls and a strike. Bottom part of the order for the Colonels. Javier, the number 8 batter. Will Holland is on deck. Gray away from second. Fedco from first. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Check swing. Went too far for strike 2. Well, now he has shown Wander Javier his whole bag of tricks. Just struck out Solari with a high fastball. The Cedar Rapids Colonel's shortstop waits. Feet wide spread. From the belt. Martinez is 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Daniel Martinez in from the pen, strikes out Solari and Javier to strand Gray at second and Fedko at first. And we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts continue to lead the Colonels by a 4-1 score.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, this has been some kind of series opener between Lansing and Cedar Rapids. It's 4-1 Lugnuts on our way to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Man on the mound remains Derek Molina for the Colonels, the right-handed reliever who came on in the home fifth, dealing at a foul out of play to the right side by Lázaro Armenteros. It's going to be Armenteros, McCollin Wright, 7-8-9 in the Lugnuts order. Here for the last of the sixth, leading 4-1. There's 1-0 Colonels when Molina relieved the Cedar Rapids starter, Kate Povich, in the last of the fifth. And he served up a 2-run triple to Gabriel Maciel immediately. The pitch to the powerful Armenteros shows bunt, drops in a breaking ball for a called strike. And it's 0-2. Armenteros has twice flied out, once to right, once to center. Austin Beck brought in Maciel with a sack fly, and then Tyler Soderstrom homered. 4 runs in a hurry. 0-2 for Armenteros. Breaking ball waved at and missed. And I tell you what, that pitch nearly hit him. It was hooking right at his body. But Armenteros has gone on strikes. And there's one down in the last of the sixth inning. I was looking through today in baseball history. And I'm going to take you back to 1869. Because there was something that happened for the first time in baseball history, May 31st, 1869. Patrick McCall takes a high ball one. They appeal a check swing, but he didn't go. So the Cincinnati Red Stockings, a professional baseball team, the very first professional baseball team, the Cincinnati Red Stockings, are about to start on their professional tour of 1869. McCall skies one left side down the line. Third baseman Prado in a foul ground now comes back, and the ball falls fair. It's a base hit for McCall. Prado picks it up, and he just looks for somebody to get it into. They simply call time, and home plate umpire Jackson gives a new baseball to the pitcher Molina. Base hit Pat McCall, a fluke single with one out in the sixth inning. Prado, a really good defender, simply lost it. He tracked it too far to his right, and when he realized he had gone too far, it was too late. And he looked back to his left, and the ball fell beautifully right next to the stripe. Now Josh one right. Righty throws to righty. The pitch on the outside corner, strike called. May 31st, 1869, a game was planned between the Cincinnati Red Stockings and the Antioch Nine, who are considered one of the best amateur baseball teams in the state of Ohio. College team. Right swings, fouls this pitch out of play to the right. 0-2. So they had things all scheduled May 31st, 1869. And you know what happened? The game was rained out. And that was your very first rainout in baseball history. I know, too. Ground ball down toward third. Diving play. No! It got below Prado, but it's a foul ball just left of the stripe. And so the count remains nothing and two on right. Boy, the ball is finding Prado right now in the bottom of the sixth inning, isn't it? McCall at first for the Lugnuts. One out, last of the sixth. Lugnuts leading 4-1 and looking for more. Now, surely, in all the years that there were baseball games, surely rain has to have canceled some baseball throughout the decades. But here's your first official one. An 0-2 pitch. Ground ball down toward short. Javier's got it. Shovels to second one. Solari to first. That's in time. It's a double play. 6-4-3, ending the sixth inning. So there you go. The very first rainout involving a professional baseball team. Cincinnati and Antioch rained out May 31st, 1869. That's your Today in Baseball History. There's some fun for you. As we go to the seventh, our score, the Lugnuts 4, the Cedar Rapids Colonels 1. Stay with me.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Charles Mack's very first at-bat of the game does not last very long. Swings away, skies out to left field, and there's one gone in the top of the seventh inning. Our score, the Lugnuts 4, the Colonels 1. Now here comes the top of the order for Cedar Rapids. It's Anthony Prado, followed by Encarnacion Strand. Righty-righty against Daniel Martinez. Martinez kicks and throws. Slider on the outside corner, strike one called. Anthony Prado is responsible for the only run of the game for Cedar Rapids. He homered back in the third inning. The pitch. Strike called at the knees. Boy, Daniel Martinez coming on and giving the Lugnuts some big-time pitches. He struck out 2 to Strand, 2 to end the sixth. At 0-2, slider low and away. Check swing, appeal denied. One ball, two strikes on Prado. 1-for-3, the home run, plus a couple of strikeouts against the Lugnuts starter, Jeff Criswell. 5 1/3 for Criswell, 3 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts. Martinez delivers. Fouled straight back. 1-2, it stays. Action in the Lugnuts pan up the right side. Southpaw Kumar Nambiar getting warmed up. Cedar Rapids is also warming up a reliever. The 1-2. Fouled away. Served to the right side. Let's see if I can spot for you who the Colonel right-hander is. Who's getting ready in the pan up the left side? Christian Encarnacion Strand looms in the on-deck circle. There's a lot of power for Cedar Rapids. The pitch to Prado. Low and away. Two balls and two strikes. It is the 6'9 right-hander from West Branch, Michigan, Tyler Palm, getting ready for Cedar Rapids in their pen. A 2-2. Fouled up and off to the right. And Prado continues to battle against Daniel Martinez. Top of the seventh inning. Colonels down 4-1 to the Lugnuts with one out and nobody on. The final day in the merry, merry month of May. A break even from Martinez. Breaking balls outside. Now the count is full. Currently overcast. There's a cloud in front of the sun. It's partly cloudy. Payoff pitch. Line drive left field. Maciel's there. Makes the catch. Backing up to his right. At two outs. Four batters have faced Martinez. Four outs recorded. And now here comes the sun once again. Peeking its way through. For the rest of the series, up until Sunday, we'll have 7.05 p.m. start times. Sunday is a 1.05 p.m. game. Today, though, we started at 11. Martinez to Christian Encarnacion Strand. Strike one called. Breaking ball. Encarnacion Strand is struck out. Fly to center. And grounded to third. The right-handed batter open stance. Martinez's pitch. Sent in the air, off to right. Here comes Butler streaking in, sliding, and let's see. They say that he caught the baseball. A sliding snag for Lawrence Butler. Side retired, three up and three down against Martinez, and a star next to it on the scorecard. 4-1 Lugnuts. Chris, thank you very much. Here we go. Stretch it out and sing with me. One, two, three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Just buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the Lugnuts. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Let's go, Nuts! Here we go! As we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, the new man on the mound is, in fact, Tyler Palm, a big right-hander for Cedar Rapids. Gets the ball, taking over for Derek Molina. Molina's final line in this game, 1 2/3 innings. He allows 3 hits and 2 runs, allowing 1 homer, that to Tyler Soderstrom, 1 triple, that to Gabriel Maciel. He walked 1, he struck out 1. And now Palm deals to Drew Swift. At the knees on the outside corner, strike 1 called. Lugnuts lead Palm and the Colonels by a 4-1 score. Second reliever utilized by Cedar Rapids. Righty, righty, the pitch. A slider's outside. 1-1 on Swift. The Lugnuts leadoff man is 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, a strikeout, a stolen base. The pitch, down and away. 2-1 on Swift. For Tyler Palm this year, 10 appearances, 12 2/3 innings. 13 strikeouts and 6 walks. League batting .250 against him. Pitch on its way. Low and outside for 3. And if you want to put yourself into trouble, the best way to do it is to walk Drew Swift in front of Maciel and Beck. Second baseman Solari playing up the middle. Although, let me correct that. That's no longer Solari at second. As Swift takes, 4 outside. He has drawn a walk for a second time. He is on base for a third time in 4 plate appearances. All right, let me give you some defensive changes for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Solari is now in center field, replacing Holland. The new second baseman is Prado, who started the game in right field, then switched to third base. But now it's Encarnacion Strand at third base, and Charles Mack is at first base. And the pitch, a ground ball, or a bunted grounder off the left side and foul. Strike 1. That'll teach me to try to talk at the same time that I'm writing Encarnacion Strand on my scorecard. The scorecard is a bit of a mess today. Swift a threat to run. Palm sets and throws. That swung at and foul tipped into the mid of the catcher, Morales. He hasn't changed all game. No balls and 2 strikes for Gabriel Maciel. 1-for-3. The one hit, a go-ahead 2-run triple in the 4-run fifth. 4-1 Lugnuts. The pitch. He swings and slices it foul. That was like a tennis stroke. He slowed down his bat. And I don't know, swinging about 20 miles an hour He put some side spin on it, foul to the left side. That would have worked great in ping pong. Third baseman Encarnacion Strand way off his line. Righty sets. Palms pitch. Maciel checks his swing. It was down and inside and blocked by Morales. One ball, two strikes, and Gabriel Maciel out of Brazil. Now, Maciel began his minor league career. He was in the Arizona Diamondback system. 1-2, runner moves, pitch is grounded foul up the right side. So the funny thing is, he was in the Midwest League with three different teams. Maciel signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks back in 2016. He was then traded to the Minnesota Twins in 2018, July 27th of 2018. But he was selected in the Rule 5 draft out of the Twins organization last December by the A's. Palms pitch. Maciel goes down swinging. Tyler Palms strikes him out. Good off speed. One away in the bottom of the seventh. The batter now is Austin Beck. With Matt Cross in the on-deck circle after taking over behind the plate for Lugnuts starting catcher Tyler Soderstrom earlier. Austin today is 0-for-2, but he swings and misses the first pitch, strike one, off speed. His first time up, he pounded a fly out to center. His second time up, he crushed one that Will Holland made a remarkable catch of and then slammed into the center field wall. Really one of the catches of the year. I thought a sack fly his last time. Palm steps off the rubber and looks swift back into second base. So I'm just saying, pretty impressed by the game offensively that Austin Beck has had. Righty, righty. 4-1 Lugnuts in the seventh. Swift runs. The pitch outside. Throw down to second base. The tag in time. Tag applied by Prado. Second baseman covering. Swift went in feet first. Caught trying to steal for the first time this year. And there's two outs and nobody on in the home seventh. Well, I know Palms 1-1 to Beck. Missed down and away, but the home plate umpire Jackson said that Beck went around too far and called strike two. Tyler Palm on Twitter is at Tyler Tom. That's fantastic. There's a shot down toward third. Great pick by Encarnacion Strand. Throwing across. Got him at first base. Boy, Cedar Rapids has put on a defensive show. Palm faces the minimum. Or should I say, Tom faces the minimum. Tyler Tom. And we go to the eighth. Lugnuts 4, Colonels 1 from Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Four to one Lugnuts entering the eighth. Lugnuts stick with the right-hander Daniel Martinez, 2. Taylor Gray Morales, 3-4-5 in the Colonel's attack against the righty Martinez. Roddy Roddy to Kenny Taylor. Foul to the screen. Got the fastball in on the hands. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lansing Lugnuts Baseball Midwest League Action. A high A matinee. Just a couple of blocks away from Michigan State Capitol. And 0-1 from Martinez. Down low. One ball, one strike. Taylor came on. He replaced Aaron Sabato, who was injured earlier, hit by a pitch by Lansing starter Jeff Criswell. Break even. Hit high in the air and fell, towering off the right side. First baseman McCall points to it, but that ball is well back and out of play. And there's strike two. We've seen Cedar Rapids go to its bench. We've seen Lansing go to its bench. Matt Cross replacing Tyler Soderstrom behind the dish. Defensive replacement, easing Tyler back at action. In his first game back defensively at catcher in a little while. And for Cedar Rapids, Sabato hit by a pitch, so Taylor came in. The pitch to Taylor. Line drive, sinking quick, in a right center, down for a base hit. Lasso Armenteros gloves and tosses in towards second. A leadoff single for Cedar Rapids. And now Seth Gray. We also saw Charles Mack come in, replacing Will Holland, the fine center fielder. Taylor at first base runs well, and Seth Gray hits well. He's 1-for-3, singled his last time up after a couple of strikeouts. Left-handed batter waits, Martinez deals. Off-speed breaking across the inside corner, strike called. We're starting to see some of the groups file out here at Jackson Field on this Grand Slam school day. Approaching 1:30 in the Eastern time zone. 4-1 Lugnuts in the eighth. And the pitch from Martinez. He gets under it. Out into center field for Armenteros. Trotting forward. Lassero is waiting. Makes the catch above his cap. At number one. Gray back to first base. Like a walk in the park for Lacerito. And now for Daniel Martinez, that is 6 out of 7 batters faced, set down. Here comes Phil Pohl. In the Lansing bullpen, right-hander Trayson Kubo is warming. And if that's all for Daniel Martinez, here comes Patrick McCall with a big high five. He's a big guy, so big high five. Everybody else reacts that way too. Look, Daniel Martinez has had his struggles this year, but today was not one of those days. Really fine work for the native of Riverside, California. He has bridged the gap from Jeff Criswell departing in the sixth and off into the late innings. And now Trayson Kubo with Jefferson Morales due at home plate for the Colonels and the Lugnuts leading 4-1. A 4-run bottom of the fifth inning right now is standing up there for the Lugnuts. Morales, the upcoming batter, hit by a pitch his first time, then strikeouts in each of his at-bats after that. And he will take on Trayson Kubo out of Hawaii. Kubo was drafted from Stephen F. Austin by the Oakland A's in the 24th round 3 years ago. He is 24 years young. 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. He brings it. His velocity is hot as any other pitcher down in the Lugnuts pen. This is Kubo's 13th relief appearance. And 16 2/3 innings, he has whipped 14, he has walked 6, he's allowed 1 home run. And the league batting just a scant 206 against him. In general for Kubo, fastball slider combo, and it can get wicked. Whether he starts you off with a fastball and finishes you with a slider, or it goes opposite, a slider to start, and then he brings the heat. As we look ahead in this series, tomorrow is going to be a dog days of summer. Dogs are welcome at the ballpark tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m. start time. Gates will open up at 6 o'clock. Osvaldo Barrios for the Lugnuts against Sawyer Gibson Long for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Tomorrow night, a dog days of summer, as is every Wednesday home game in Lansing. We're ready. Kubo throws. Jefferson Morales takes ball, one skipping down and away. Great short hop pick by catcher Cross. That keeps Taylor at first base. Thursday's a Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursday. $2 beer, $2 domestics, $5 Crafts on Thursday. The pitch from Kubo. Low and away again. 2 balls, no strikes. Missing with the fastball. Then on Friday, how about a Copa de la Diversión game? Not the Lansing Lugnuts, the Lansing Locos. Kubo's pitch. A slider swatted up in the air above first base. McCall is under it. Pat McCall squeezes with two hands. Out number two. Taylor stuck to first. Jefferson Morales had a swing at 2-0. Right under it. And now Kubo against Kyler Fedko. Also on Friday, it's not just a Copa game with the Lansing Lugnuts becoming the Lansing Locos in the turquoise and the marigold. We'll have a bobblehead giveaway this coming Friday. The pitch to Fedko, up and inside, ball one. The bobblehead in question will be the former Lugnut, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And if you'd like a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. bobblehead, what if I also told you it's a home run counter bobblehead? It's presented by Sparrow. Come early on Friday. A ball one offering from Kubo. Outside. 2-0 on Fedko. Struck out his first time, walked his last two trips. At first, Taylor. Cedar Rapids trails 4-1 in the eighth. There's two outs. Kubo bends over, gets the sign. The peek over his left shoulder of Taylor. Straightens, kicks and fires. Slider, strike called. 2-1. Lastly, to wrap up the homestand Saturday, REO Speedwagon Tribute Night with special Speedwagon jerseys. And then Sunday, Capital City Market Kids Day. Fedko takes another slider. Strike two called. Pretty. So big, big days on the horizon. Dog days of summer tomorrow. The Bat Blue Thirsty Thursday on Thursday. Friday, the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. bobblehead. That's on a Copa game with Lansing Locos. Saturday, REO Speedwagon Tribute Night, and then Sunday, Capital City Market Kids Day. Go to LansingLugnuts.com for tickets. There's a called strike three, a fastball from Kubo. It surprised Fedko, and I think that the call by the home plate umpire Jackson surprised him more. Trace and Kubo and the Lugnuts are done in the top of the eighth inning. Kenny Taylor's leadoff single is stranded. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Last chance for the Lugnuts to add to their lead. Lugnuts on top, 4-1 over Cedar Rapids in the opener.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
There comes Matt Cross's first at-bat of the ballgame. It'll be Cross, Butler, and Angeles for the Lugnuts. As they might say, last licks. Last chance for the Lugnuts to add some insurance. Last licks for Cedar Rapids will be in the top of the ninth. Lugnuts are up 4-1. The big right-hander Tyler Palm deals to Matt Cross. Breaks it outside, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Only run for the Colonels came in the third, solo shot Anthony Prado. Only runs for the Lugnuts came in the fifth, a four-run rally. Tyler Soderstrom went yard. Cross takes, in. And it's Cross who replaced Soderstrom here today. Tyler Soderstrom went 2 for 3, a single, and a homer. And then pulled defensively, just they're easing him back in as a catcher. That's the reason for it. Cross takes a ball outside. So it's 3-0. Tyler Palm is way behind him. Palm just came out of the pen for the bottom of the seventh inning, faced the minimum, worked around a leadoff walk. Does he walk Cross? Not yet. There's a called strike. Matt Cross taking the entire way. Cross out of Buffalo, New York. His first plate appearance of the game. He is 7 for 56 this year, but he just had a two-homer game over the road at Great Lakes. A 3-1 is fouled off. Now the count is full. Tyler Palm, the former Oakland Golden Grizzly. Signed as a free agent back in 2018. Let's fly. Cross skies it down the right side. Long run for Taylor down the line. The right fielder gets there to make the catch in fair ground. And his momentum brings him into the Lugnuts pen. There's one away. It's not a diving catch, but it's a sprinting catch for Kenny Taylor. And we continue to see great defense play today by both squads. Now Lawrence Butler. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Going back through Tyler Palm's page on the Oakland website. He had a 6.90 ERA in 2017. In 2016, he tossed a complete game shutout. Misses outside. One ball, one strike on Lawrence Butler. 2017, he did those 6 scoreless innings against Western Michigan. Ranked 10th in the Horizon League in innings pitched. Deals. Down and in. I wonder, as this series goes on, how many Michiganders, how many friends and family are going to be here to support Tyler? I believe that one of the umpires, I think it might be the home plate umpire, Ken Jackson, has Michigan roots as well. One out, nobody on. 4-1 Nuts in the eighth. The pitch. Butler fouls it away on a line off the left side. There are some girls walking up the aisle who were not looking, and thank goodness that ball didn't find them. Thank our lucky stars. 2-2 pitch for Lawrence Butler. Hit in the air, shallow left. Fedko rushes in. Can he get there? No. It falls for a base hit. Butler's aboard. Texas Leaguer. A one-out single for Lawrence Butler. Eribiel Angeles comes up next. Butler 1 for 3. And it's his second time on base in the game. We're continuing to see more and more productive games offensively from Lawrence. Eribiel Angeles is 1 for 2 with a single, a walk, and a ground out. The pitch shows bunt, pulls back. It's outside. Ball one. Back to the pitcher, Palm. Lugnuts batting, leading 4-1 with one on, one out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Tyler Palm was the Cedar Rapids Colonel in 2019 first, and he was a member of the rotation. Deals. Angeles fouls it back softly over the netting. 2019, 6 appearances out of the pen, 17 starts, 99 innings pitched. His record was 3-10, but the ERA was fine, 4.09. The record deceiving. A 1-1 from Palm. Runner moves, pitches outside. Throw down to second base. The tag by Prado, not in time. Butler steals second, feet first. Lawrence collects his 5th stolen base of the year in a scoring position for Eribiel Angeles. Now, Tyler Palm, back in 2019, did make an appearance up in AA. 2 appearances out of the pen for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. 2021, last year, back with Cedar Rapids, pitching out of the pen. And here he is again. Angeles punches a ground ball down to first. Backhanded by Mack. Takes it himself to his base. Unassisted. Gets the out on Angeles. Lawrence Butler moves over to third base. 2 outs in the 8th. Last year for Palm in 27 relief appearances. 49 strikeouts and 46 and a third. 45 walks, though. 5.05 ERA. So here he is, appearance number 11. He has lowered his ERA. His whip is just about where it was last year. The K to 9 ratio is just about where it was. Deals. Lázaro Armenteros takes a called strike on the outside corner. But you would figure if Palm, 6 feet 9 inches tall, how this year goes for him, he should get another shot this year at Double A. The pitch. Armenteros takes it up and inside. Here's the difficulty. There are so many good arms on this Cedar Rapids team. It's crowded. I mentioned to start, Cedar Rapids leads the Midwest League in team ERA. At third, Butler, 4-1 Lugnuts in the eighth, two outs. The pitch, Armenteros fouls it off at home plate. Good off speed. And Lázaro is 0-3 with a flyer to right, flyer to center, and a strikeout swinging. Started off the season well, but he's gone into a deep offensive funk, broken up here and there by drawing walks. It's nothing in two on Armenteros. It's not one ball, one strike. This is an 0-2 pitch from Palm. Armenteros hits a fly ball to center. Back goes Solari. He's looking up. That ball is gone. Armenteros drives it over the 20-foot-tall wall in center. Fifth shot of the year. Insurance applied. 6-1 Lugnuts. The Nuts have 29 homers in 22 home games. For Armenteros, that is his first home run since the very first day in May. And he homers again on May 31st. There's his power. Now Patrick McCall takes down and in and all the way to the backstop, ball one. Tyler Palm serves up just his second home run of the year. 442 feet on that Lázaro Armenteros home run. And it came with two strikes. Here's the pitch. McCall takes it, breaking through the zone. Strike call. Pat McCall is 1-for-2, a single and a walk. Grounds toward short. Javier grabs, throws to first. McCall is out number three. But the Lugnuts do build their lead. It's up to 6-1. A single by Butler. A homer by Armenteros. He takes the round trip tour, sending us to the ninth. Make that 6-1 Lugnuts.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
To one Lugnuts to the ninth inning from Jackson Field. Here we go now. For the Lugs out there to the mound, Trayson Kubo returns, and he breezes a fastball right past the swinging bat of Alaric Solari. Strike one. Solari, Javier, and Max, 7-8-9 for the Colonels. Lugnuts three outs away from opening this series with a win. But Kubo misses down and away, ball one. So Larry is singled, walked, and struck out. Here comes plate appearance number four. A 1-1 pitch. Up and away. Two balls and a strike. Kubo came out of the pen. He relieved Daniel Martinez in the top of the eighth inning. And he set down Jefferson Morales on a pop-out and Kyler Fedko on a strikeout. Now, slider high, three balls, one strike on Solari. Kubo wears his black socks pulled up high, just below his knees. 3-1 hitter's pitch. Missed outside with a fastball. It's a leadoff walk for Cedar Rapids. Wander Javier, now 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Here's the pitch. There's a foul off to the screen. Righty, righty, top of the ninth, 6-1 Lugnuts. Doubling up the Colonels in hits, 8-4. Jeff Criswell struck out 11 and 5 and a third. Daniel Martinez whiffed 2 and 2 scoreless. Kubo just missed inside. 1-ball, 1-strike on Javier. Kubo has a strikeout, too. So 14 strikeouts of the Colonels. Now the only hits for Cedar Rapids. A Solari single in the second inning. A Prado homer in the third. Singles by Gray in the sixth and Taylor in the eighth. Javier. Down to the count now, 1-ball and 2 strikes. Jason Kubo is looking to hand him the golden sombrero. Here it comes. Right down the middle with a fastball. He strikes him out looking, and Javier wears the golden sombrero back to the dugout. He got locked up. Charles Mack now. It's the return of the Mack to home plate. 0-for-1 with a fly out to left his first time. The pitch, the left-handed batter takes a strike on the inside corner. Will Holland began the game batting ninth, fouled out to first and struck out swinging, and also was marvelous defensively, and then he was removed from Mack. So we'll see how his health is. The pitch, bouncing in, knocked down by catcher Cross. 1-ball and 1 strike. So Larry, the runner at first base. Lugnuts are a double play ball away from winning this game. Knocking off the Cedar Rapids Colonels in game one of the 6-game set. Kubo has the sign. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, center field. Back goes Armenteros. Back he goes. Reaching out to make the catch on the warning track, then jumping up against the wall. Mack is retired. So Larry back to first base as Armenteros gets it in. And that ball was drilled. But Armenteros got back on it, and gracefully too. And now it's Anthony Prado who stands in the Lugnuts' way. He wears number 1. He's applied Cedar Rapids 1 run with a solo homer. And Cedar Rapids only has 1 out left. Righty, righty. Kubo throws. Strike called on the inside corner. Slider. Prado is 1-for-4. A home run, 2 strikeouts, and a line out to right. At first, Solari. The pitch. Ground ball towards short. 1 hop for Anales. Throws to first. McCall receives. This ball game is over. The Lansing Lugnuts beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the opening game of this 6-game homestand. Your final score, the Lugnuts 6, the Colonels 1. Lugnuts postgame is on its way next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number. alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome in for Lansing Lugnuts postgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugnuts defeat the Cedar Rapids Colonels by the final score of 6-1 in Lansing, Michigan in the opening game of the 6-game series. 1 run, 4 hits, no errors for the Colonels. They leave 9 runners on base and go 0-7 with runners in scoring position. Colonels' record falls to 29-17. For the Nuts, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 5 runners left on. The Nuts went 2-7 with runners in scoring position. One of those was a triple, one of those was a home run, supplying the hits. Lansing improves to 18-28. Winning pitcher Jeff Criswell. Oh, Jeff Criswell today. All he did was strike out 11. 12. I missed a strikeout. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Did I get one wrong? Did I miss one? I see him for 12 strikeouts here in the box score. I'm going to have to look that up myself. Well, we'll see if I missed one. 5 1/3, 12 strikeouts for Criswell. 3 walks, 3 hits, 1 run. Criswell picks up the win. Then Daniel Martinez with 2-2 scoreless. Jason Kubo, 2 strikeouts and 1 2/3 hitless and scoreless. In the end, 16 strikeouts for Lansing pitchers. On the other side, Kate Povich suffered the loss. He's now 3-4, 4 1/3 inning, 6 strikeouts. He was tagged for 2 runs, and they came after he left. He walked 2. He departed after striking out Drew Swift in the 5th inning. And Gabriel Maciel tripled in both McCall and Wright. That gave the Lugnuts the lead at 2-1, and they were on their way to the win. I'm joined now by Brandon Troy, who's been shadowing me today. Brandon plays baseball at DeWitt for the Panthers. And let's break down this game. Let's begin with Jeff Criswell. What made him so effective today?
His pitches were very good today. He utilized the outside corner with his fastball early on, and he got a solo shot off from opposite field early on. But he utilized the slider a little more. He got the high cheese going, and his off-speed was great today. It was a great performance by him, striking out 12 through 6. Very good performance, utilizing the off-speed very well. And high heater started going very well. They started chasing later in the game. Very good performance by Criswell.
So Criswell was outstanding. And how about on the other side, the Lugnuts offense?
Oh, yeah, they were explosive today. Soderstrom's home run was huge to gain momentum early on in that triple as well to bring in two, get the lead. And then along with the other home run, 442 dead center by, who was that?
Lasseroir Monteros.
Monteros, yeah. Great hit. Barreled it up perfectly straight away to center field. 442. Couldn't have been a better result for the Lugnuts here offensively today.
What'd you think about the Lugnuts bullpen work by Martinez and Kubo?
Martinez, after his struggles today, they were he was very good. After hearing about his struggles early on, he picked himself up. I know it's a huge self-esteem booster for him today, so great performance by him. And closing it down, who's the closer?
Oh, Trayson Kubo finished off today's
Kubo,
game.
Yeah, my bad. But Kubo closed it down, five outs, five-out save, and very good performance. I had a bullpen to the backup. Criswell's great performance.
Excellent. Brandon, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Any final thoughts that you would like to share?
No, great game today. Lugnuts were explosive offensively. Did the job today, and hopefully they can carry momentum throughout the whole series.
All right. Well, I think I missed a strikeout. 12 for Criswell. Did I miss that one with Kenny Taylor in the top of the 5th inning?
You might have, yep.
That's okay. I'm allowed to miss it.
Yep.
They didn't, and there you are. Boom. So the Lugnuts victorious here today, 6-1 over Cedar Rapids. As we wrap things up here today, we look ahead to tomorrow. The Lugnuts will start Osvaldo Barrios on Wednesday night, tomorrow night. It's a dog days of summer against Sawyer Gibson Long for the Colonels. Then Thursday night, the matchup, Lefty Mac Lardner for the Nuts against John Stankiewicz for Cedar Rapids. David Festa gets the ball for the Colonels on Friday night. Friday night being Copa de la Diversión night as the Locos start the lefty Hogan Harris. A Vladimir Guerrero Jr. home run counter bobblehead presented by Sparrow. Hogan will be followed to the mound by the right-hander Stevie Emanuels in a piggyback. Then Blake Beers coming off six innings, shutout ball, struck out 11. He'll take on Brent Hedrick of the Colonels on Saturday. Saturday being REO Speedwagon tribute night. And then Sunday at 1:05 p.m., we'll wrap up the homestand, Shohei Tomioka for the Nuts, and Sean Mooney in all likelihood for the Colonels, we will confirm. Go online to LansingLugnuts.com to get your tickets or call up 517-485-4500. Brandon, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you as company here. The Lugnuts defeat the Colonels by the final score 6-1. The Colonels once again 29-17, and the Lugnuts improved to 18-28. It's good for the Nuts to be back at home all the way through this coming Sunday. For Brandon Troy, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a terrific rest of your Tuesday from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol.